We don't watch that show, Succession, but no. I hear a lot of people talk about it. And boy, there was a lot of buzz. Now, spoiler alert, if you watch the show, spoiler alert, close your ears. If you don't want to know, close your ears. But there is a huge uproar among fans because they killed off the lead character on this past Sunday's episode, Logan Roy. Now, the thing is kind of sort of a spoof of the Murdochs, you know, who run Fox and all of that.
Oh, okay.
So he's supposed to be the head of a big media organization.
Right.
And his sons are constantly backstabbing each other and his daughter. And the whole family is trying to get the money and the power. And this guy, Logan Roy, is who's played by Brian Cox, is the star of the show. The character dies at age 84, taken off from right here in New Jersey at Teterboro. And then the character dies. And again, I don't watch it, but anyhow, fans are freaking out. And it was exacerbated because the Los Angeles Times did a fake obituary.
No,
because
really?
The show is so popular, they said, among their viewers. And they had to put out a statement to say this obituary was for a fictional character. And it's a spoiler from season 4, episode 3 of the HBO program Succession. These are fictional characters. Please do not misunderstand. The actor Brian Cox is alive. And this is not a media conglomerate in real life. And it's kind of funny. Readers of a newspaper wouldn't figure all that out, but that's a big deal to kill off your main character.
It really is, especially if he is the main storyline too. So yeah. I haven't watched it, but I have heard a lot about it, so it'll be interesting to hear where any show would go without a main character.
Well, you watch Grey's Anatomy, and they even killed off Meredith, who, I mean, it's called Grey's Anatomy, and she's Meredith Grey, but she's no longer on the show. That's kind of a weird thing to have a show about a person who's not on the show.
She's not, but they are in their 19th season, so they have so many different storylines that I think it makes it a little easier to keep the show going without her, because there's 25 new people that you want to hear the storylines for, or they think you want to hear the storylines. But honestly, I'm only maybe 3 episodes into when she's no longer on the show, and it is different, and I'm annoyed.
It's a totally different show.
It's all about the interns, and it's like the college life of Grey's Anatomy, and I'm not really into it.
You and I have had conversations. Rochelle goes, what if somehow, because you didn't, I'm just a disc jockey, I don't know what else to do other than play records, but you've had all kinds of careers.
I have.
You've run your own business, you've done your own thing. I said, what if someone came to you with an offer, you know, for like $1 million, would you leave the show? And you said, well, if it was $1 million, we'd certainly have to talk about it, right? She said, what would you do? Would you bring in some other girl? And I said, no, we just continue to call it Robbie and Rochelle. And I don't know if we'd play old tapes of you just... I just find you saying different things. And,
sure.
You know, Joe and I will be talking and just have you go, that's so true.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
You could absolutely do that.
Or if we did bring in a new person, I think we'd still call it Robbie and Rochelle. It wouldn't be the same. I mean, we can't change it. So I guess it's the same thing as Grey's Anatomy without Grey. It's Robbie and Rochelle, but no Rochelle.
Sure.
Matter of fact, I probably just gave the company ideas. It'll be Robbie and Rochelle without either one of us.
Yeah, probably.
It'll just be the computer playing music by itself. We got a robot in here. You're like the Jetsons. I don't know why I would have said that, but there you go.
Huh.
I don't watch that Succession show, but I think I might need to go back
either.
I might need to go back and catch up on it.
I think it's the final season. So I think
the final? Yeah, so that's why they killed off the main character?
Yeah.
So oh, okay.
But still, I don't know. I don't think it's over. So they're going to have to do some more without.
Well, there'd be the aftermath, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Character dying. But.
I don't know. It does look like a good show, though.
That's pretty crazy. They did a real obituary for a fake character, though, in the newspaper. Just to show you the LA Times is on top of it. They're almost as on top of it as the Star Ledger, Joe.
Oh, yeah. The Ledger's great.
You see this story this morning about the Dalai Lama? I'm just watching
what happened?
I watched this video a couple
times.
Joe,
you haven't seen this?
Well, listen, and I'm going to say this up front. As far as I'm concerned, the Dalai Lama seems like a beautiful guy, right? And he does good in the world, okay? So you can't say anything. So I'm going to go ahead and give him the benefit of the doubt, and I think deservedly so, that there's nothing nefarious about this, but he's meeting a group of people, including a little kid, and he has the kid hug him. He has the kid give him a kiss on the cheek. He kisses the kid, then he goes, give me his... He kisses the kid on the mouth, and then he sticks his tongue out. He goes, suck my tongue. Now, I think he's kidding. I do. But what the hell is the Dalai Lama doing sticking his tongue out at a kid like that? That's a weird video. It just gives you the willies.
I watched this video twice yesterday just because I was just...
This happened yesterday? I just saw it this morning.
Yeah, it came out yesterday. And so I watched it. And then I went on Google and I was trying to look for other pictures of him to see if there were anything else that looked... creepy or like there was things.
And I don't believe
And I couldn't find anything. So I'd like to say it is, but it is just so bizarre and so weird. And he kept pulling the kid back into him. And they said that, you know, he's an old guy. He likes to make jokes and he's trying to be silly. But like, telling anybody to suck your tongue is weird. I'm sorry. It's weird.
If I said that to you, you'd be
no,
like,
no, right, we're married. I'm like, are you? What? No.
You smacked me across the face.
This is just so weird.
Maybe he's got a little dementia. I mean, he's like 90 years old, so maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
He doesn't know what's going on.
But he needs to not be doing this in public anymore. He needs to be done, maybe, because that, that was too much. That was too much. I'm sorry. That was not okay.
You better stick with the dog videos. You'd be better off.
Yeah, yeah.
Very strange.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, go watch that.
Hey, you want to suck my tongue?
No.
No.
That's inappropriate. Don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
He's got an album of music, doesn't he, the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, he's like all hum-da-na-me-na-ma-na-ma-na. That's what it's like.
I'm sorry, what was that again? Hey, this is really relaxing. I enjoy that.
I swear, look it up. That's what happened.
Makes me feel peaceful.
It makes me want pizza crust.
Can't make all this stuff up. What a weird world we live in.
No, absolutely.
Good morning, America, and all the ships at sea. Welcome to Tuesday. Big Show is now on the radio for April 11th, 2023. Across the great Garden State and beyond, it's Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, and this is 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, anywhere on the free Boss app or your Alexa. A lot to do today. Welcome back, Joseph P. Nolan from vacation, looking tan, smelling fine, feeling fine. He's got that beach aura going on.
Oh, man, just wonderful, just great. It was just absolutely great. Just, the Florida Keys, if you've got time, if you can get down there, because it takes a while to get there. Because you got to fly. Well, you can fly into Key West, but that's not fun. You got to fly into either Fort Lauderdale or Miami, and then rent a car and drive down and just go on that overseas highway. It's just spectacular. It's just spectacular. And we got down there and we just hung out. You know, it wasn't all that big of a deal. Went down to Key West for a day and then decided it'd probably be better off staying overnight.
So, what was the best cocktail consumed in the Keys? Anything special?
I had, what did they call it? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It was a lot of rum and juice. Some sort of juice.
That's all you need to rum. Know. All you need to know right there.
And it was, Rum Runner it was. Rum Runner.
Oh, yeah, those are real good.
Oh, man, that was good.
Yeah, they put those in the buckets. Those are so good.
Yeah, I didn't. I refrained from the bucket. But I got the that was really good. That was really refreshing. And then down there, every one of these bars and restaurants that you go to, they have a ceremony at sunset. So, and they all give you these rum punches to toast, you know, and all of them have their own little sayings and their own little toasts and everything. It's very cool. It's one guy shot a cannon off, you know, I mean,
wow.
It's really cool when the sunset goes down. That, of course, you know, immortalized by Jimmy Buffett, the sunset's down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just great. Great.
And scenes. We've heard about Joe's vacation, and that's all I need to know about that. I do need to mention, we got a couple of sayings at Uncle Ross. And thank you again to Ross Britton for being in for the past couple of days here.
Yeah, did a good job.
He did a great job. A couple of little sayings that he said. I thought you would appreciate these. These are his reactions to things that I say. And you know who I am, right? So he needed to acclimate to how I am. And I thought I thought you would like these. TMI. He said that a lot.
He said that like a lot.
TMI. So he just shut me right down.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we get the classic Ross, that'll be fine, mm-hmm. which is the just be quiet, that'll mm-hmm. be fine. And then you're going to like this. Man, you are an angry, angry man.
He said that a lot, too.
You're an angry man. So if you want to work any of those three in, I thought you might like those.
He's hilarious.
You know what you are? You're an angry man. So.
Oh, that is funny, though, when he would say that back in the day, you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and I worked with him, he'd say, that'd be fine.
Let's just shut this thing down. Also, he's like a garbage disposal because we've been bringing in our leftovers, and he's just sitting here eating the whole morning. I'm like, great, get it out of the fridge. I don't need it in the house. Get it out of here. So.
Attaboy.
Every day I'm checking the community bulletin board. We love doing this. We do it every morning. As close to 6:20 and 8:35 as we can possibly get, we hear from local businesses, organizations. Looking to make a difference, give back, some putting on fun events, some raising awareness, money for their cause, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You can text us. Boss Text Connect is 732-774-4444. Anytime with a little link. Make sure you give us all the information. Mm-hmm. We got one this morning from our loyal listener, Franca.
Yes, we did.
So her event is her event on here today?
I didn't put it on there yet because it's not till June, so I have a... You know, I don't like to do them that far because you're going to forget.
That's fine.
We'll get it on there a couple
times. He's a long-time loyal listener, so it was nice to wake up to an email from who's been listening for a long time. We certainly appreciate that. You can do it on our website, 1071theboss.com, or contact us on Facebook. A lot of ways to connect. By the way, the websites get a complete list of station events, community events, anytime, including where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour. They're going to be at the Allaire Flea Market, Allaire Village, this weekend. That's Atlantic Avenue in Farmingdale, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And then Sunday with Tom Cunningham for another live broadcast of Springsteen on Sunday, live from Bar A in Lake Como. Doors open at 8. The bar opens at 10. The rock and roll on the radio starts at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a big show this weekend because you got Bruce in New Jersey this weekend. So we'll see what happens. It's one of those things. Could he be there?
It's going to be one of those things. He might show
up. Could he be there?
He course, might show up.
There's some guy that just shows up on his bike and he kind of sort of looks like Bruce and all the people. it's not him.
You never know.
But you never know. Right. Yoga with farm animals is happening Saturday, 4 to 5. Good Karma in Jackson. Beginners are welcome. And I would imagine most are beginners, because not everybody has done yoga with farm animals. Is this the deal where they put the goat on your back?
I think it is.
I'd like to try it.
I know.
Is that weird?
No, it looks really fun.
Can you believe me, of all people, would like to try it?
We should go.
You're an angry little man.
I'd love to see you do some yoga with a goat on your back.
I'm sure I'd be annoyed immediately, but I like the little goats are cute.
How can you get annoyed when there's a baby goat on your back?
And my sciatic is always acting up, so I feel like that'd be nice to have a goat on my back.
The little hooves in there?
Yeah.
I feel great.
Dig in, buddy. Beginners are welcome. All donations go directly to rescued farm animals through Good Karma, Farmet LLC on Facebook for all the details. Point Beach Chamber of Commerce hosting the 8th annual Ladies Night Out. This is happening Thursday night starting at 4 right in downtown Point Pleasant Beach by the boardwalk. Enjoy in-store specials, raffles, discounts, hors d'oeuvres, and refreshments served at many of the participating locations. It's pointchamber.com for more on that one. And the 41st annual Spring Swap Meet and Auto Show is happening at Raceway Park. That goes on this weekend. We'll be giving away some tickets for this. There's info on the website on this too, 1071theboss.com. They get over 300 cars for sale, hundreds of vendors, and thousands of parts. I don't know anything about cars. Because a lot of these guys can talk about the engines and the specs of the tires, these things. Mm-hmm. I just think they're good looking, you know?
They're fancy.
I like that color. I like that stripe. Mm-hmm. That's what I know. And I appreciate the radio in the car. You know, I like that sort of stuff. But some of these guys are just amazing. They can look at one and know, you know, what kind of tires you're going to put on it.
Well, that's why 7 months after purchasing our car, we would like a new car.
Because I don't know.
Know nothing about it.
I don't know
it.
What I'm doing.
You'd like the color. You'd like the interior. That's why we bought it.
But if I ever had stupid money, somehow I think I would start collecting cars. And I wouldn't know what I'm doing. And I'd probably end up getting screwed by somebody that sells me a car.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
See you coming.
Anyway, we'll see you out there. Meet some professionals for the big 41st annual. This is a big deal. People come in from all over the country for this. At Raceway Park, it's racewaypark.com for all the info. And there you are. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CB. The Community Bulletin Board. Holy crap, is it Tuesday already? Time for the food file.
Food file, excellent, it's food file.
Thanks for stories, of course, trending about food, drink. I think, did you catch Ross was using the button yesterday? Ross in for Joe.
Yeah.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the button.
Different pitch on the button, but
well, he went down there. I mean, I could do that too.
I am your father.
See?
Ross, please come back.
It was fun having him in here.
Yeah, it was super fun. And also it's nice because every time we get junk food in the house, we just bring it here and he clean
loves
it right out.
It.
Yeah, we got Grayson and him. Uh-huh. Both ends of the age spectrum.
Uh-huh.
That's a joke. It's a joke. Time for these stories trending about food, beverage, the alcoholic and caffeinated.
Yes.
Everything from water to sugary delights. It's all here in the food file. Now, you may have heard about this. Starbucks announced their new line of Oleato. That's olive oil coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee based with olive oil.
Right.
I don't understand where anybody came up with the idea for this. Why? Do you know the reason for it?
Well, it's a European thing. I guess they put tablespoons of olive oil in their coffee because they put olive oil in everything.
Now, that's just stereotyping a little bit, isn't it?
It's not. I Google it. That's where it started, I believe.
What's it coming to go? I'll put the olive oil in the coffee. Well, for people that have tried it here, there's a whole thing going on social media where they say it's a legit laxative because apparently it doesn't make you sick per se. It just cleans you out like Ex-Lax.
Yeah, I guess I could see that because coffee is kind of, they say coffee, you know.
Well, here's the science behind it because coffee has caffeine, which is a stimulant, right? And then the castor oil can help with constipation, so it's a 1-2 punch. Get your system going.
Makes for a nice morning. I
find I'm bound up with coffee. I don't get
really?
That. But some people say it helps them go. No. I find it to be the opposite.
I don't think I should try the olive oil coffee. I think it'll be a bad day for me. Beyond that, it doesn't really sound good.
Well, you would think, you know, because oil and water, you get oil rises get to the top. You would think it would look a little, but I guess if it's in that cup with the wrong name on it, like everything else at Starbucks.
Yeah, you know, if you don't open it and look at it, but you're right. I bet it looks weird. I don't know. It just doesn't sound good.
Welcome to Starbucks. I got an oleato for Michelle.
Right.
No, it's Rochelle, but.
Mm-hmm. Is it for Randy?
No, it's Rochelle.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Give me the oleato. It's the Food File. Captain Crunch is turning 60, and he's celebrating at Coachella.
Okay.
There's a Captain Crunch special event that's happening at the bar just outside the festival. You know, people tailgating, that sort of thing. Absolutely free, but you do have to print off a ticket from the Captain Crunch website. Mm-hmm. Like to help the captain celebrate his 60th birthday. Is this a thing? Are the hipsters at the rock concerts into Captain Crunch? I didn't realize it was like a hip food to eat.
I don't know that it's a hip food, but I think all the drinking that you do at Coachella will definitely help with the rawness of your mouth from eating the Captain Crunch.
It does. It's got a weird texture to it, doesn't it?
It's delicious, but every time I eat it, my mouth hurts. It's like cuts on the roof of my mouth.
Well, they probably have to move to a slightly older demographic, because kids today will say, Mommy, I don't like it. Whereas when we were kids, we're just like, this is what life is.
Oh my gosh, if my mom bought me Captain Crunch, I would be so excited. It was so good.
We were much more accepting of pain, misery, and things. It's like, well, this is fine. It's Captain Crunch. It's fine. That's what it is.
What it's supposed to do.
That's what it's supposed to be. Kids today, no. It needs to be, is this gluten-free? No, it's just going to tear the roof of your mouth apart. It's not gluten-free either. You're going to like this. Here's a trend on Reddit, vodka butter. It's just what it sounds like. It's butter blending with vodka. So they infuse a stick of butter with the booze.
Interesting.
See, it more easily spreads on toasted bread while staying nice and cold. Because, you know, the liquor can't freeze.
Yeah.
So it keeps the butter just firm enough to spread, but also chilled, but not. You know when you take out the butter and it's hard to spread it on your toast?
Yes.
You see, put a little booze in there.
Uh-huh.
See, it's especially delicious on salty treats like anchovies, pickles, and capers. Wait a minute now. Who's putting butter on anchovies and capers?
I guess if you have the vodka in there, it's kind of like a Bloody Mary of sorts?
I come home, find Rochelle sitting on the floor next to the fridge, eating a stick of butter. I'm like, is that vodka? Like, yes, and butter.
It's my thank two you. Favorite things.
Thank you, baby Jesus. He is risen, and he gave us vodka butter. Frank's Red Hot teaming up with Campbell's Soup for spicy SpaghettiOs. I didn't realize Campbell's Soup make the SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
This is kind of similar to the Captain Crunch. They're reaching out to young people who grew up with SpaghettiOs, but now have a more sophisticated palate and want more herbs and spices in their SpaghettiOs.
They want Red Hot.
Yeah, who also have gone through the last five financial crises and have no money other than for a can of Campbell's Soup.
Listen, I can really get on board with this because I used to love SpaghettiOs. When I was in college, I'd just crack them open from the can and eat them with a spoon. I wouldn't even heat them up, but they are pretty bland. They don't taste like much. So I think the Red Hot, I think it's a good idea.
Or
I really
could just use your own pepper. You know?
I guess, but could put Red Hot in there. Again, that would make a great Bloody Mary. If you've got the vodka butter, you just stir that in there with your SpaghettiOs.
Now I got Rochelle on the floor of the kitchen, by the fridge, stick of vodka butter in one hand, a can of spicy Campbell's SpaghettiOs.
Don't put it past me.
Things have gone real well for Rochelle. Life is just zipping right along.
Yeah.
And finally, here in the Food File, I want to say happy birthday to the Blizzard at Dairy Queen. It's celebrating its birthday this week. Debuted 38 years ago, 1985. They got 85-cent Blizzards as a special deal to celebrate its birthday this week. The offer runs through April 23rd, as a matter of fact. It allows customers to get a little Blizzard for 85 cents, but you got to do it on the app. So you can order ahead on the app. You can't just go there and get it off the menu. You got to know about it on the app.
Do you remember they used to do that promotion? I don't know if they still do it, but if you turn the Blizzard upside down, it's supposed to stay in the cup.
Oh, really?
That's their thing. It's strong and it has so much candy and everything. Yeah. And when you turn it over, it doesn't fall out. When they first started that promotion, I, of course, was the wise ass who had to test it out.
And immediately you spilled all over the floor.
Immediately fell on the counter. Immediately. I got it for free. I got it for free because it did that.
Well, let's go there. There you go. Let's go.
I don't know if they've improved it since then.
All right, kids, dump your ice cream on the ground. We're going to get it for free. We'll dump it on the ground, then we'll all be Karens, and we'll get free ice cream. It'll be a beautiful family night.
Food file, excellent, you cheap bastard.
I've been laughing about that since you told me that story.
You got to try that.
Just dump it on the ground and then demand
it.
Free,
it fell right out.
Free Dairy Queen.
Over the summer, this Dairy Queen right on Route 35 in Ocean Beach. I'm going to head right over there and dump it over.
It's not supposed to. That's the point, though. Like, when they hand it to you, again, I don't know if they still do this promotion, but when they hand you the Blizzard, they turn it upside down real quick and then hand it to you. But I took it and I just turned it upside down and the thing went.
I think they're doing a little magic trick. I mean, they know how to handle the cup. I'm not sure it's supposed to.
Shouldn't I be able to flip it upside down too? Or that's false advertising?
Within reason, I think.
I mean, it wasn't shaking it. I mean, it wasn't like a martini shaker.
I think you're turning the cup upside down and just shaking it on the floor. What do you expect is going to happen? It's the law of physics. Come on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Eventually, yeah, it's going to come out.
Eventually.
They said that they're defying it. That was the whole point of their ad. That
Red Bull says it gives you wings, but you're not actually growing feathers, okay? Come on. Ridiculous, but
that's a good point, Robbie.
Wow, that's the first time I've ever heard that phrase. Thank you.
Also, he got that from our 6-year-old Grayson when he said, fun facts, Red Bull does not give you wings. He was very disappointed.
It's true. The information I have, I pass along from children. That's where I get all my news and information.
Well, yeah.
He was very frustrated that he had a Red Bull and he didn't turn into a...
He had a sip and he got an
eagle or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's funny. And again, I wonder what a 6-year-old's doing with a Red Bull, but all right.
He stole a sip of mine. That's what happened. I had it on the counter. He stole a sip and he said, I didn't get any wings. He was very mad.
False advertising.
He did, however, get wings because then he just proceeded to run around and run. I mean.
I don't know if that's from the Red Bull.
Sure.
The kid's hyperactive.
It was absolutely from the Red Bull. Are you kidding?
He's loving life 24 hours a day anyway, and I just don't understand that for the life of me. But speaking of the olive oil, Joe, I've been saving this. This happened a few days ago, but I got to mention this to you. I've been thinking about this. I've been waiting to tell you because I'm hoping you like it. Rochelle and I have a little tradition. When we get up in the morning, where I'll say, you sleep? And she says, yeah, I slept all right. Or I didn't sleep, okay? So I said, you sleep? She said, no, I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. I said, why? What happened? She said, in the middle of the night, I start gagging. I said, you did? She said, yeah. You woke me up because you let one go, and you stunk up the whole bedroom, and then I couldn't get back to sleep.
It smelled
that's a
so
good
sound. Bad. So it woke me up
was
from
I awake?
Dead
She said,
sleep.
No, you're sitting there, snore. So apparently, right in the middle of my sleep, let it go, stunk out the whole room, woke her up, ruined her morning.
On vacation, I did that. I'm walking. I got up out of bed, and I walk into the bathroom, and I'm coming back out, and I look over, and I figure she's out cold, right?
Yeah, sure.
And
oh, you're disgusting. You couldn't have done that in the bathroom.
Oh, that was so funny.
This one, I didn't hear anything, Joe. I heard nothing.
But it did wake you up, so subconsciously you must have heard it.
No, I'm telling you.
It was the gagging that woke you.
It woke me up. It smelled so bad. I almost left the bedroom. It was... I don't even, it was ungodly. I don't even know what it was.
Ungodly. But the best part of this story is that I waited 4 days because I'm like, I got to tell Joe. I love this.
Oh, that's funny. That's just a funny story. Yeah, it is horrible, but it's funny though.
Have a Red Bull. You'll be all right.
Yeah, everything's fine.
I took a little walk yesterday in the sunshine because it was a beautiful afternoon yesterday.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because I wanted to enjoy some nice weather. I wanted to get some steps in. I've been watching my portions a little bit, by the way. I've been doing...
Good job. How do you?
Not so much on Easter Sunday. That was a disaster.
No, that's a day.
I told him, Joe. I said, that's a holiday. That's okay. Doesn't count on the holiday.
We did the brunch buffet, and that was bad news. But other than that, I've been trying to watch my portions, get some steps in. It was beautiful. I wanted to go get some sun. And we got the nice patio at the clubhouse by the pool, which is not open yet, but you can sit by the pool.
Sure.
So I went over there, and I get some sun. But out of my peripheral, I can see the door. They got a package room for all the people that live in our subdivision where they have the Amazon guy go there because they don't want all the boxes stacking up by people's front doors. So and I get that.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm sitting there and this delivery guy, and I've seen him before. He's got a real attitude. And what he does is he unloads all the boxes and he gets the little boxes, he gets the little squishy packages, he gets the big giant boxes. Someone bought a Peloton or whatever the hell it is, right?
Right.
And he puts them everywhere and he blocks the whole sidewalk. And inevitably, every couple of minutes, there's someone coming to check their packages. And he walk up to the door, and a guy goes, I'm sorry, you can't go in right now. You're going to have to wait till I'm done. And he's very matter-of-fact and blunt like that. Mm-hmm. And especially the older people that come looking for their packages, they walked all the way over there to get their stuff.
Right.
I really wanted to say something. Like, what a jerk.
Yeah.
You know? What are you doing? blocking the whole sidewalk.
I have had an encounter with, I think it's the same one that comes every time.
An encounter.
Well, I have, because I went in there and he never puts the package. They're supposed to put them in order of where you live. So obviously you're not going through everyone else's.
He just throws them
stuff
in a big pile.
Yes. Yeah. He puts them in the corner of the room, and then I have to go through everyone else's mail, and I feel like I'm doing something illegal by touching their mail, because I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Sure.
But I don't have a choice. And it's always the last package I ever look at. That's of my course. Package. But yep. I've wanted to say something to him, too, but I also know that he's bringing me my packages, so I don't.
I'm proud to say that here we are, 2023, I have never once purchased a damn thing on Amazon. Nothing. Never done it. Never made an online purchase. So I'm going to keep it that way. I go into the brick and mortar.
Yeah.
I make two or three a week.
Yeah, same. Your credit card's made a lot of Amazon purchases.
Well, not me personally. I've never been on that site. He's just got this big mound of stuff. No, I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait till I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
No, how about you get out of the way? Because we pay a lot to live here, pal. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I wanted to do something about it. I wanted to turn
I'm
into...
I'm glad you didn't, because, again, as much as I've wanted to as well, because he is rude, he also holds my Amazon packages.
You remember in the old Incredible Hulk, Joe, when Bill Bixby's eyes would change color, he'd get upset? Yep. That's how I felt yesterday. I just wanted to go and tackle that guy. I get so mad watching him. But leave it to me to take a walk and try and enjoy the sun, and instead I'm imagining...
You're irritated?
...tackling an Amazon driver like a moron. Yeah, exactly.
107.1 The Boss.
Jersey traffic and weather together.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's funny stuff, man.
It's funny stuff. I'm sure you missed. Aren't you glad to be back here in these stories now?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Sure you missed this.
Who would rather be sitting there, you know, on the beach with a pina colada, listen to Robbie talk about an Amazon man? I mean, what moron wouldn't want to do that?
I mean, it's sure. You'd be a fool. I was just opening up the email, the internet here. The interwebs.
The interwebs.
Yeah. And we were going to get the mom confessions, but I got a couple of listener emails. You want to squeeze these in? Do we have time for this?
Sure.
Got an interesting one here. This is anonymous, but says, my husband passed away a couple of weeks ago, which is sad. That he was a stepfather and had been part of her life since she was a teenager. She's now in her 20s. Well, he died the other day, and she filmed him shortly before he passed away, saying what we believe to be his words. She put it on Instagram and wrote a tribute to her stepdad, which is, I do appreciate. I'm just trying to paraphrase here.
But, yeah.
You know, it started to blow up with people sharing it on other sites. You know, you use a hashtag, other people
really?
Find it. Says, my daughter assured me it's the right thing to do. It's a tribute, and this is how people in her age mourn. But I think it's very disrespectful to my ex-husband. Am I out of touch? Is what she did wrong? Because we're fighting right now, and this is not the time or the circumstances
so
we're fighting.
She didn't want the video to be posted?
I mean, I'm imagining
words?
The poor man is there, and he's, you know, he doesn't have long to go, and she's taking a video of him, and he's trying to, I love you, babe.
I mean, that's tough, because he
I don't mean to laugh about it,
no,
but it's pretty...
Right, he must have been sick, obviously, if she
macabre.
Knew... if she knew to film him.
Yeah. I think it's disrespectful.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's disrespect. I mean, he had to have known he was being filmed, or I would assume that.
I mean, what's he going to do about it? The poor guy is half dead, and she's taking video of it, and she puts it on Instagram. That's just like you say, when celebrities die, there's all these weasels in the music business, in our business, the radio business, where they post pictures of themselves. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a picture of me with them in Vegas from 15 years ago.
Yeah,
the guy just died. No one wants to see a picture of you.
The difference is, this is her stepdad, and it's not just somebody she doesn't know that she's pretending to mourn. She's actually mourning her stepdad. So if that is how she mourns, and that's she lets her emotions go on social media like a lot of people do, I do understand that. But if this is her mom's husband and she's not okay with it, she needs to respect her mom as well. So I do see both sides of that. That's tough.
This is when you do post a picture of yourself and you write a little tribute.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
I've had people in the family pass away, and if you feel like you should share that with people you know online, if it's something that you want to share from your heart, then you post a picture of you, but you don't post a picture of the guy half dead. It's terrible. By the way, there are people that post pictures post-mortem.
That's
barbaric is what that is.
That's tough, though, because everybody mourns differently. So I think it is, you have to respect that. You have to respect that she is mourning her stepdad, but you also have to respect her mom and saying that I don't like this. please take it down. Can we find a compromise, some way that we can mourn together without letting the entire world know what Dad's last words were?
I think we need a filter on Instagram. I need a no dead guy filter, because I don't want to be. This is what happens. You scroll by and you see stuff. You're like, what is that?
Well,
you
know? don't search hashtag last words then, because that's probably what will come up.
But you get people that pop up that you barely know and they post stuff like this.
Yeah, that's tough.
All right, this is a little lighter. Also out of the mailbag here. This is from Camille. She's from Red Bank. She's 36. She said she is newly single. She had been married for 10 years, now divorced. Had been with this person since high school. She says now that she's single again, she meets men who are not interested in using protection, having the safe sex.
Oh.
She said she finds this to be more common than she thought, and she's actually turned away some guys that she liked because they were not into safe sex. She said she talked to some of her lady friends who are also out there playing the field, and they say, no big deal. This is just the way it goes now. As long as you're on the pill or something like that, who cares? And she's concerned, obviously, about disease and... I think she's totally in the right there.
A new thing that people are just like, whatever?
Well, she's saying my friends say that. She said, so I thought you guys would want to talk about it.
I'm glad I'm not dating anymore, because that would be a no-go.
Yeah, don't you think?
That would be a no-go. No.
I don't know where
especially
that came
if it's a new relationship and you don't know the person or the history.
I mean, I agree with you, but I brought it up because you have friends in the age group who are...
I do.
Who are still out 40-something years older and still out there, or younger, who's still out there dating.
Yeah.
What do you hear? Is that what goes on out there?
I guess I've never really asked.
Tell me everything else.
Well, I have two good friends in particular that are, you know, they're divorced and they're dating and whatever.
Well, that's why I brought this up.
No, youth protection always. Yeah. It's made for a reason. It's not that big of a deal. And if they refuse, then there's you got to ask some more questions.
I hear the older people are the ones that are the worst because they just don't care anymore.
Well,
you know, like your mom talks about the people with the pineapples in Florida.
They don't have to worry about
all these 70-year-olds are dangerous. They don't care.
Yeah, no, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. I'm sorry.
Joe's lucky he made it back from Florida alive.
I know.
Other women are hungry down there.
Yeah.
Well, there's some. Don't scroll by dead guys on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I just wouldn't date anymore, you know?
Yeah, forget it.
Netflix and chill.
That's a lot. Wow.
So a couple out of the listener email, but weren't those good? Had to get to those.
Those are pretty good.
I like how people have these things happen, they think of us. I don't know. It's strange, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, it is strange.
Somehow I'm the authority on whether or not to take video of your dead dad. Jesus. Hashtag mom. So every morning we hear from moms. We get a couple of these we found out here using that hashtag. We search them and then we share them 720 and 920 like this.
Amber Noel said, my 7-year-old told me lately at school recess she's been gardening. And I was like, what? And she said, I asked the recess teacher if I could have a bit of earth. And she said, yes. So I've been gardening.
Well, that's not a bad hobby. I should learn how to keep a plant alive, unlike you.
Yeah. Well, it's a strange thing to do at recess, but... Okay.
Keeps her busy.
At Living on Cloud 4 said, I called the family for dinner and no one came. So I ate a hot meal in absolute peace. And oh my God, you guys, food actually tastes like stuff. Yeah.
I was just thinking about I had forced gardening when I was a kid. I used to have to go out. Gardening? Yeah, I used to have to carry those big bags of sod and and dirt and help my father plant all the flowers.
My dad did that too.
What a pain.
I think that's why I hate doing it now, because I was forced to do it. And I never have liked getting dirty, and that's just never been my thing.
I don't care what you do. You can't get that dirt outside your fingernails.
Like worms and there's bugs.
There are worms. It's true.
It's gross. Not my thing.
Forced gardening is terrible, Pat. It's terrible.
Dina Scheffler said, pro tip, if your kids ask you for an app and say it's free, in 2 days you'll be charged $80.
I do this too.
You do this. You're like, it's not free. I'm like, hit the X.
I don't know how to use any of these things.
I know.
I'm trying to look less fat in my pictures. Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:20, 9:27, and you might hear yours right here. We haven't really talked about this, but you've gotten a lot of compliments on your change of hair color, which was, I would say, impromptu, but that's not even the case. It was really a mistake.
It was an accidental hair change. Yeah.
You've gone strawberry blonde
because
you accidentally put toner in your hair and turned it pink.
Turned it purple.
And you're trying to fix it, and you've decided to go kind of a strawberry blonde from a platinum blonde.
I didn't have a choice. Yeah. I really didn't, because it was purple and it was not coming out, so this is the only thing I could do. And I like it.
It looks good.
I've just been a platinum blonde for so long now. It is.
Well, you used to change your hair all the time, but I like you as a platinum blonde, so I appreciate you. Well, I like me too, so we'll just go with that. We're both happy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you did your hair really pretty on Easter Sunday, and we took a family photo, and there's been a lot of comments on that one, and then the video you did for Chocolate Carousel on a Robbie and Rochelle Facebook page. There have been a lot of comments from men who really say, I love you, heart eyes, you're so beautiful, your hair looks great. Yeah, there's been like three or four comments.
I didn't see any of those.
And it's fine, but I wonder what's going on with that. So
I didn't see any of that.
You get a baseball bat and fend these clowns off. But on the other hand, that must feel pretty good, right, that you're getting...
No, because I didn't see any of them.
Well, go on there right now. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm not making it up.
Oh, the one comment I see on here is from my uncle. That doesn't count.
Well,
does not count.
He thinks you look very pretty.
That's very sweet of
him. Thanks, Uncle.
Yes.
If you haven't done it yet, please follow us on all the socials, Robbie and Rochelle Radio on Facebook, on TikTok, Instagram. You can also get us at 1071 The Boss, wherever you get your podcasts, or 1071theboss.com. You can also hear the show and connect to this right there on the website. All right, here we go. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We start at number five and count down today. There's a guy up in Connecticut who now holds a Guinness World Record, or he's looking to set the world record. It has not been certified as of yet. Connecticut guy, he's called the Croc King. Why is this? Because he's got over 2,000 pairs of Crocs. You know, the goofy looking shoes?
Yeah.
His name, because of course it is Doogie Lish Sand Tiger.
No, it's not.
Yep.
Say it again.
It's Doogie Lish Sand Tiger.
Wow. That's awesome.
It might be the pair for walking my dogs. There might be the pair for the gym. There might be the pair for school. There might be the pair for work. Mm-hmm. But there are some pairs I don't wear at all. They're just strictly art decor.
You know what's interesting? Is he doing an interview there on 2 Chainz as a podcast, the rapper.
Yeah.
He's talking to 2 Chainz about his Crocs.
About his Crocs.
Yeah. Matter of fact, his pair of KFC Crocs that smell like fried chicken. And
that's
he goes
disgusting.
On to, he lets 2 Chainz sniff his Crocs.
Let me tell you, the kids had a pair of those Crocs, Lola did.
Yeah.
They get their own weird, funky smell after a while. You do not need them to be pre-smelling like fried chicken.
It's sweaty rubber
is
what it
is. It's disgusting.
Matter of fact, sweaty
horrible.
Rubber would be a good name for a hip-hop band, don't you think?
I guess so.
Playing tonight, 2 Chainz and Sweaty Rubber.
Oh, those shoes are horrible. Yeah,
they're really ugly
they're just
too, aren't they?
And don't ever wear them in the sun, because if you get a Croc sunburn on your foot, weirdest thing you'll ever see.
A little checker pattern.
So strange.
Number four, Minnesota currently searching for the owner of a diamond ring that was found in the waste stream of the Rogers Wastewater Treatment Plant, Minneapolis. This is John Tierney. John works up there as a mechanical maintenance engineer, and he says he found this piece of jewelry and now is looking for the rightful owner. Here's the hitch, though. The ring has been appraised, and apparently is about 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
So apparently it could have fallen into the sewer system any time over the last 60 years.
Ooh.
I personally have never found anything like we did that day. So we were just scooping that stuff out of the mouth of this piece of equipment.
All right. Do you have to put it that way? We're just scooping up the stuff right out of the mouth. I mean, geez, John.
Yuck.
That's enough. This guy's probably, he's getting the fumes from the sewers a little too often.
Yuck.
Let me tell you something. If I had lost my ring, God forbid, down the toilet, it's gone. That's it. I don't think I need it anymore. I'm not going to call up the public works department and ask them to go scooping through the poo looking for my ring.
I guess.
Because even if they find it, I'm not wearing it, okay?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the value of the ring. Because if it's a $10,000 ring...
No, nope.
You could sanitize it.
I don't want it. There's not enough
it's
Johnson
not
& Johnson. There's not enough Purell in the world.
You could bleach it.
For me to put the thing back on my finger after it's been in human waste. That's disgusting. Oh, yeah, we're just scooping right through with our rubber gloves on.
Oh, yeah.
That is disgusting. Just keep it. Pawn it. Send me a check. There you go. Send me a check.
You could pawn it.
You pawn it, give me the money. I'm a taxpayer. Number three, husband and wife are doing a little off-road ATV ride. When they accidentally drive into the water, the wife starts freaking out.
Jeff, what do we do? What do we do?
Wow.
This reminds me of when I was going through driver's training and my mom was sitting in the passenger seat. She sounded just like that.
This goes on another minute and a half, by the way, before he's able to get the thing in reverse and pull out of the water. They were up to their ankles in water.
That's awesome.
But everybody was fine.
I love that.
Listen, this is a husband who has the right to mansplain. Okay? Usually it's obnoxious. In this instance, yeah. Honey. Sit down, be quiet.
He did that on purpose.
We're fine.
He absolutely did that on
purpose.
Well,
he thought to pick up his phone and record her freaking out.
Exactly.
While they're in the submerged in water to their ankles. Bonus story for you. This is what happened when a guy tried to help a Karen. Speaking of Karens, let her know that her purse was on the roof of her car as she's getting in the car to drive away, trying to do a good deed. Well,
sure.
No good deed goes unpunished, right?
I'm just trying to tell you that
I told you I don't have
your purse is on top of your car.
Mind your own business.
Wow. I guess she thought he was a panhandler because she says, I don't have any change.
Yeah.
That's like foreigner. That's cold as ice.
I would have, you know what? If I were him, he is a better person. He's a good person.
You would have just took the purse?
No, I would have just said, you know what? Fine. And let her drive off with her purse up there. How rude.
There's a real phenomenon where people get frightened with others like approaching. Like any kind of human contact seems to frighten certain people now.
Right.
And I don't know what that is.
Again, we talked about this before. I do understand if you're a woman and you're in a parking lot and it's dark and you're by yourself, whatever. But I mean, come on. This guy's coming at you with his cell phone on. So he's obviously not there to harm you. He's filming it. Calm down.
I mean, this has happened to me in the parking lot. And it is a little surprising. Do we have audio of me when I was approached in the parking lot by somebody.
Yes, what we do? Now this, what
we do? There I am. So I can understand, I suppose, in the right instance, you
very
might get confused.
Scary.
Number two, there's a man in Sweden who has broken the world record. Now, remember the earlier guy, we're not sure if he's got the record for the Crocs. This guy has been certified with the Guinness World Record, consecutively cracking 46 joints in his body. This is Ollie London breaking the world record. That is the most joints cracked in the fastest amount of time by a human being. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Here's the audio of this happening. Wow. You can hear him, I think, going from his knuckles down to his toes, to his knees, his neck. Man.
Wow. He did that really quickly.
Yeah. Broke the world record, 46 joints in the shortest amount of time.
Oh.
It feels good, doesn't it?
I do enjoy cracking my back and my fingers. And I know there's nothing wrong with it, but I do enjoy that. But that just doesn't sound pleasurable. That sounded painful.
That must give a chiropractor a boner, doesn't it? He's like, man, this... I'm going to make some money off of this fool pretty soon. He's going to come see me. I'll straighten him out and charge him for it. I got to add this in a bonus story. There's a list of baby names that have been banned by various countries around the world. And we picked out a few of our favorite. You cannot name a baby Nutella in France. I don't know why that would be, but they don't care much for hazelnut chocolate spread.
I guess not.
Can't name your kid RoboCop in Mexico.
Dang it.
I like how there's some politician that's like, oh, no, we shall no longer have baby RoboCop. Why was I doing the French voice in Mexico?
I don't know.
Sex fruit has been banned in New Zealand.
What is it?
Sex fruit? Yeah. Good thing I was born here, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
You cannot name your baby Jesus Christ, Adolf Hitler, or Santa Claus here in America.
Here's the thing with this list. This list is here because people attempted to name their child Adolf Hitler or Nutella. Or sex fruit. Somebody wanted to name their child Santa Claus or sex fruit. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I've never heard Adolf Hitler, sex fruit, and Santa in the same sentence, but I'm glad to be the conduit of that happening somewhere. So now this is, you know, they say radio signals go off into space forever and ever.
Yeah.
I'm hoping those aliens hear that, and that's what they think of the human race.
Perfect.
Adolf, Santa, and sex fruit. We'll get the guys from TM to do the jingle.
Perfect.
Adolf, Santa, and sex fruit.
Why is there this list?
10 hits in a row.
Don't get it.
Number one, there's a passenger forcibly removed from his flight after being asked to exit by the crew. Apparently, he requested a pre-flight cocktail and was denied, which prompted a meltdown. Once he realized he was in big trouble, he started to weep and cry.
Oh.
You thought the Karen at the car was bad? Take a listen to this guy.
Hey, you stole my phone. You stole my phone? I'm allowed to record. Give me my phone.
All right, two things here. Anyone who has a toddler knows that this is very familiar. Secondly, my guess is he did not get a pre-flight cocktail because he had already had a pre-flight cocktail.
Yeah, or two or three or four.
Or he's mixing a pre-flight cocktails with some pre-flight cocktails. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I just hope that flight wasn't delayed for the rest of the people. That's the worst.
I'm sure it was.
One guy screws it up for everybody.
They were absolutely delayed for at least a little while.
Now I'm having my flight didn't take off and I'm here waiting cocktail. Tuesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Michelle Phan. She's 36. You might not have heard of her. I hadn't, but we looked her up. She is the YouTube makeup star who has over 1 billion views.
Oh, yeah.
And 9 million subscribers.
Yeah, I have.
That's more than any TV show, that's for sure. Victoria's Secret model Alessandra Ambrosio. She's 42. Peter Riegert from Animal House. He played Boone. He's 76. Boy, does he look old. I saw the picture. Man.
Ouch.
You think of him from Animal House, he's a kid, but oh my God. And Joel Grey is 91. He won a Tony and an Oscar as the MC in Cabaret.
Oh, okay.
And today, National Pet Day.
Aww. So
please give your pet a little extra love today, will you? Oh, and I got to mention this. Today is Rock Around the Clock Day. It's the 69th anniversary of Rock Around the Clock being recorded. The song, a lot of people think, is the very first rock and roll song. You're going to be rocking around the clock if you're cracking your 46 joints like that guy we just heard. There'll be more cracking, less rocking. By the way, a pet themed, he said, she said, is just a second away. We're like Merv Griffin. We got a theme show going today.
All right.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Rock Around the Clock. That's a classic, huh?
Oh, absolutely. But it wasn't the first rock and roll song.
And what is your judgment as the first rock and roll song? Are you going to say Rocket 88, one of those?
Any of those old songs, yeah. Oh. There's a bunch of them. But it was the first big popular rock and roll song, that's for sure.
Yep.
But there was a lot of stuff before that. But that I was, oh, man. But can you imagine what that must have been like when that first hit?
To hear that song for the first time, you mean?
No, but I mean the upheaval that it caused. You know, I mean, people were banning rock and roll and doing this and doing that. Man, I can't even. This is a very different time.
We were talking yesterday. Rochelle and I watched that. By the way, if you haven't seen it, the CBS special that they did, the Grammy tribute to the Beach Boys, is awesome. They got
so good.
John Legend is on there, and Country People, Lady A. Really, really good, right? Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers. And they're all doing Beach Boys songs, paying tribute to their 60 years, right? And I said, God Only Knows, which is maybe their most famous song, was banned a lot of places because it was the first rock and roll song ever used God in the title.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy that we've come that far in such a short amount of time? You couldn't play a song just because it said God in the title. So, yeah, you're right.
Wow.
You're right. World has changed, baby.
What a wonderful song that is, too.
Yeah. McCartney said that's the best pop song ever.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah. He and Brian have got a real, Brian Wilson, they've got a real love affair going with each other. So.
Got a bromance.
For sure. And rightfully so. So if you like this stuff, definitely go get that on demand on CBS. We watched it yesterday. It's worth it.
It was really good.
It was great.
Yeah.
Really great. Except Rochelle hates Leanne Rimes, apparently. We learned that. There's a whole diatribe about that.
I don't like Leanne Rimes.
Nope.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just out of left field.
I don't like her. I don't like her voice. I don't like her as a human being.
Very strong reaction to somebody.
Well.
Yeah. I don't like her.
Okay. There you go.
Just relax and watch the show. Have a white cloth. It's okay.
Poor Leanne Rimes. What'd she do?
Google it.
She thought she was looking skanky because she had a little
thing. But she also publicly cheated on her husband, and she's just flaunting around. And
I agree with you, but it means she didn't have
an awful as a human being.
We're watching a Beach Boys special.
I don't like her. I can't enjoy the music because I don't like her.
Ruined the whole thing for you. It was the whole thing. So now I'm sorry I brought all of this up again, but I thought Joe and I were talking a little rock and roll history. I was trying to. That's fine.
Poor Leanne Rimes.
No, not poor Leanne Rimes. She's fine.
Joe, don't go here. I'm telling you. You're not going to win this argument. Just let it roll.
Cute little sweet girl.
No, she's not.
Oh, boy.
She's come a long way from her stupid blue song, okay? Let me tell you.
That's the one where she yodeled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Don't do this, Joe. Don't go down this road. Just let it go. I got to tell you, and I'm not kidding, I would love to try one of those Starbucks oleates with the oil in it. I'm just curious now. I want to give it a bit of a go.
Not with me around. Can you do it a weekend I'm traveling? Let's not go there. I just do want no part of you and the oil coffee. Not necessary.
It was ungodly is what it was.
Ungodly.
It was ungodly. I wish we had some interns. We'd run them over there to Starbucks right now.
No. You're going to have it now? We have
a couple of oleatos.
The show left. Are you kidding me?
It'd be great.
No.
It'd be a nice relaxing morning for me. I'd be stretching my legs and...
That's
gross. Today is Love Your Pet Day, Hug Your Pet Day.
It's He Said.
Right?
She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Let's talk pets. Matter of fact, full disclosure, we just came up with this and didn't realize it was Pet Day until we went back and looked at the sheet. Oh, yeah, it's Pet Day.
Perfect.
It's almost like we planned this.
Yes.
A little theme going today.
Mm-hmm.
You look at your pet. You ever give your pet a voice in your head?
Yeah.
We definitely do this, and I don't know where this came from, but we imagine our little cat, Rick, talks something like, can I do the voice? Is it going to be silly if I do the voice?
No, do the voice.
Yeah, listen, you stupid idiot. Like, I imagine he says, filthy, horrible
He's
things
like
to me.
He's like a sassy, high-pitched guy with an attitude about everything.
Give me a treat, you a-hole. I imagine that's how he talks to me. It's that's a big dummy. Come here and fill my food bowl. I don't know why. I imagine that this poor little lovable... And he's a sweet little cat. He never scratches. He's a really nice little animal. I don't know why I would think that he talks like this. But I got to think, and apparently there's a whole Reddit thread of people saying they imagine their pet has a funny voice. Like, Joe, do you imagine your dog has a voice?
Absolutely, yeah. I do that all the time.
Hey, what are you doing? How come you didn't give me, you got to feed me. It's time for me to go,
I also use that same voice for my wife's brother, too.
Hey, what are you doing?
Joe, have you...
A little dopey is what you're saying. Yeah, a little dopey.
Have you ever seen that YouTube clip of the dog whose mouth moves and he pretends to look like he's eating bacon? He's talking. I have to send you the clip and I'll have to post it on here. That voice is the exact voice they use for the dog's like, bacon? Do you have bacon? He sounds just in the. But the dog's mouth is moving and someone is talking for him. That's exactly what that sounds like.
That's funny. Yeah, you know, like I know you have bacon up there.
It's exactly I got to send you this clip. It sounds just like that.
Also, his brother-in-law.
Yeah, also his brother-in-law.
Hey, Joe, if you have any beer, I'd like some, please.
So last night it was really funny because Sadie was there. We had two of Marianne's kids were here because they were watching Sadie and when we were gone and you know, it was pizza night. So we got pizza and all comes in and you know, Sadie always gets the crust and she's sitting there so politely. And I know she's looking at me like, okay, come on, you're done. Give me the crust. I need the crust. Come on, give me the crust. Oh, that was funny.
That's good.
I used to have a dog when I... A few years ago, he passed away about 5-6 years
ago.
Little Dakota. And in my head, he always sounded like Hades from Hercules. Like he was very
James Woods.
Yeah.
The actor James Woods.
I don't know why. And I would try to do that voice and I, of course, couldn't do it. But he was always like, no, don't do that. Like, I don't know why, but in my head, that's exactly what he sounded like was Hades from Hercules.
That little dog looked like Benji. You're a sick person.
But he had such an attitude about everything. So that's just what it reminded me of. Was Hades.
He also weighed dryer sheets, so I don't know about that. It's the voice that you give your pet. We all do it, and bonus points if you want to call in and do the voice for
please
us.
Please do.
It's like Joe's brother-in-law. Hey, how are you guys? 732-774-4444.
I'll go with you if you want. I have nothing else to do.
Yeah, call us or text us. I can do this all day. Or Facebook us too. That's cool.
Okay.
It's like dopey John Travolta. It's your he said.
She said.
Those are coming up.
107.1 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
Good morning. It's The Boss.
Good morning, Robbie and Rochelle.
How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
All right. Who's this?
Gary Madden.
Gary, where are you calling from today, buddy?
Calling from Freehold.
You like how we did that little good morning for you?
Yeah, that was good.
That was like community theater, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
We need a little more rehearsal.
I know, it was pretty...
No, it was good.
Pretty sad, you know? It's a Tuesday. It's the hardest day of the week, but you got qualified for $5,000.
All right.
Nice job. You're calling number 10, and that means we're going to fire up the free money machine just because you qualified for the big money. We'll try and get you a couple of hundos right now. It's going to be between 100 and 500. So just know that. Good. You've already won somewhere between 500 and 100.
I'm a winner already.
That's right, baby. Five money machines going here, fired up, and 100, 200, 300.
Cool.
That looks like, nope, $400, $500 cash.
Yeah.
Man, the maximum payout for Gary Madden this morning, everybody.
All right. Good day.
His brother Steve sells the shoes. He wins the cash on the radio. Gary Madden. Tell him who his jersey's free. Money Radio Station just gave you $500, Gary.
107.1 The Boss.
Yeah, that's right. His brother John Madden would be the... I said Steve Madden. That goes to show you where
Steve Madden are the shoes.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I said. But then he thought of John Madden.
So. Well, right.
Just goes to show you how girly I am. I thought of...
He went shoes over football.
Comfortable shoes over football. All right, Gary, hang in the line. We'll get all your info. $500 going to Freehold this morning out of the free money machine. Qualified for $5,000. Nice job. We'll do it two more times today. We do it three times every workday between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So that's every Monday through Friday. Get you qualified for the big $5,000 cash prize. I know the point station's over there talking about how they're giving away $30,000. They're not giving away squat.
Right.
They got a national contest at their parent company just puts you in a sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Publishers Clearinghouse. So it's really, really not the same deal, right, Joe?
No, not at all. In fact, you know, there's people from Des Moines, Iowa that have more of a better chance of winning it than you do. So.
That's what we always say. And it sounds like we're just, you know, we're doing this goofy radio thing. We talk about the competition. But it's really true. And it bugs me because it's like, oh, yeah, well, we're giving away $30,000. Like, you're not giving away anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really should have the legal counsel read that stuff because they go, we're giving away. It's like, you're not giving away nothing.
Yeah.
Your parent company's giving away something. We're actually giving away this money here, you know. My boss is mad at me that we're giving away this money. I might talk him into it, but I actually had to go there with my hat in hand like I'm asking for a bank loan, asking to give away the money here on The Boss. So,
you know.
That's absolutely true. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, on your free Boss app, too. Congratulations to Gary Madden from Freehold. No relation to John or Steve, we are told. Gary, a $500 free money winner out of our free money machine this morning. It paid out $500 bills just for getting through being caller 10. And, of course, he qualified for the grand prize, which is just days away now. $5,000 in your hand right around May 1st. We're giving that away. So a couple more chances to win. Matter of fact, two more today. Get all the info. Get the exact hours we're doing it. 1071theboss.com. Jersey's free money radio station. Today is Hug Your Pet Day. And our he said. Talking about the voice that you give your pet in your head. Maybe even vocalize it. You say something to your pet, it's like, are you hungry? And then you imagine them talking back to you, so you create a little voice in your head.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a funny thing. Do you have one you do for your pet?
Donna said, I had a black female long-haired dash hound named Lucy. And if she could have talked, I always imagined she would have sounded like Queen Victoria. We are not amused.
Let them eat cake. That was Marie Antoinette, but yes. you know what I'm saying.
Text from 5441 said, Walter the Cat sounds like a Russian Bill Murray.
A Russian Bill Murray. Wow. He's a Ghostbuster and he's at war with Ukraine. Isn't that charming?
And Beth said, Lola has a gruff, low voice, hilarious to us because she's a very cute little corgi. Mm. We watched a documentary about mob bosses a while back, and now Lola is Fat Lola, head of the La Cosa Lola, and you better give her some of your dinner if you know what's good for you.
That's pretty good. I hate, though, how people name their cats and dogs Lola, because we have, my stepdaughter is Lola, and people say this, like, oh, I have a dog named Lola. I know. Well, isn't that a nice thing to say?
People say that all the time. Like, I understand it's a popular dog name, but don't come up to me and say that. Yeah. I just...
But it's not like Fido, where there are no people named Fido that I'm aware of. I don't know why people do that.
It's okay. It's
fine. How you doing? I'm Lola, and I'm gone. You want to buy a milk bone? Hey.
Ooh. I got a guy who runs a garage in Sayville. Ooh. Yeah.
We all do it. I'm sorry. Everybody gives their pet a voice. They just do. Even if they say they don't, in their head they do. It just happens.
I wonder if people do it for weird. If you got a weird animal, we'd like to hear this. When I say weird, I mean, do you imagine a fish? Or if you got a lizard or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
732-774-4444. Lines are open. 732-774-4444. You can also do it on Facebook. You can text in. I got a line hanging here. I almost forgot about him. Hi there.
I got a crazy cat. Believe me.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
All right, buddy.
My cat, my daughter brought up my kitten. Whenever she did something wrong, she's go, oh, no, 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 no. One night at 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear the other cats playing around. All of a sudden, I hear, oh, no, no, oh, no, no, oh, no, no. It was the cat.
Wow.
Well, the cat actually said that?
As I'm sitting here, I'm telling you the gospel truth.
Wow.
Whenever she don't like something, Bob, let me tell you. I was astounded. So I looked down, she did it again. She's, oh, no, no, oh, no, no, no.
Well, that's pretty funny. God. So you had an idea what the cat sounded like, and then the cat actually kind of did that voice. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, she actually imitated my daughter.
It's pretty funny, isn't it? Can we wind that tape back a second there? Hang on. I bet you didn't know I could do this. Well, we got her over here.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, no.
That kind of sounds like when Pepe Le Pew goes after one of the other little cats. That's it. Can I hear that one more time?
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, no.
You got a Pepe Le Pew situation going on at your house.
Rick the cat actually talks sometimes. He says hello.
He does say, hello.
Hello.
Or maybe we're just crazy cat people and that's what's happened to us. I don't know.
I don't think I am a crazy cat person. I have a cat. I'm still a dog person. Rick absolutely says hello. He just
oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Exactly. Oh, no, no.
I don't know that I've ever heard him say no. I have heard him say hello.
No, that's those two having a conversation. So oh, I see. There. Again, okay. I'm just giving animals voices in my head because that's what I do.
So I could be wrong, but I think he called me Bob. I don't know where that came from. So.
Well, because that's the other name for Robert.
I know that.
But, to you all the time.
But it's not Bob. I'm not Bob.
I know.
I wish I was Bob. I'd have the big checks coming to me. That's the big boss, not me. What voice do you give your pet? 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. Some more coming up. Dalai Lama says he regrets the incident. Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does regret the incident.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just a weird story, isn't it?
Yeah.
851, Mr. Prince, purple guy. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning here. 1071, the boss. He likes to make jokes. Mm. Holiness wishes to apologize to the boy and his family. Yeah, that is weird.
I want to think that he didn't mean.
I don't think he meant anything by it. I think he's losing it.
So if he's willing to do that in public, what is he doing behind closed doors? I don't know.
He's just losing it.
It was just so bizarre. It was so bizarre.
He's not paying attention anymore.
What?
No, you're saying he just doesn't know what's going on. You know, he's just out of his gourd saying the first thing that comes to him. So I think that's what it is.
Why is that even coming to him?
Because monks spend all their time by themselves. You know, he thinks he's funny.
So weird.
I honestly can't stop watching it. You know, sometimes like you're stuck in traffic for a while and you get by and you're like, everybody was slowing down because they wanted to see this horrible crash. This is how I feel watching this video over and over again.
I watched it twice. Like,
I must be missing something. Why did he do that?
I know. I was looking for why, but then the second time I watched it, like I felt the more I watched it, the weirder it got. So yeah. I didn't want to see it anymore because I was like, he's pulling him towards him. Is he pulling his hand somewhere? What's happening?
No, I don't think so. But,
I don't know. Still it was horrible. Weird.
Talk about your red flag warning. Mm-hmm. You're a red flag with that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I remind you, our friends at Chocolate Carousel in Wall gave us a little baking kit. We got the video up right now, 1071theboss.com and the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Facebook. Rochelle did a little baking over the weekend, and then Ross ate it all. He did the lemon blueberry bars. Boy, yes. They were so tasty. I did have another little slice of the leftovers this morning. So good. You see the video. Good. If you'd like to stop into Chocolate Carousel and make one yourself, they're going to be in with us, too. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm told John and Linda, who run the place.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate Carousel in Wall. Belmar Boulevard. So that's right on the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Facebook. Why not?
It's He Said.
Yeah.
She Said. Yeah. With Robbie and Rochelle.
It's Robbie and Rochelle, not Bob and Rochelle. So Hug Your Pet Day. What voice do you give your pet? Everybody seems to do this. Mm-hmm. You just imagine your pet speaks to you in a certain voice.
Yes.
So you ask your pet, come on, let's go. You got to get your collar on. Or don't do that. Everybody just imagines a little reaction to the pet.
Yeah.
You do this. Do you give your pet a voice? 732-774-4444. Answers on Facebook this morning at 1071 The Boss.
Text from 9210 says, sometimes they sound like cute little children, and other times they sound like Cartman.
Get me from
sleeping. Hey,
I can see that.
Text from 7217 said, my St. Bernard's voice is a cross between Junior from Smokey and the Bandit and his Southern grandmother.
I just want to point out Smokey and the Bandit just popped up on Netflix, so I might make you sit through that. It's so good.
I don't want to.
It's a fun movie. You're missing out.
Uh-huh. Jack said, my fat cat has a posh British accent most of the time, but his alter ego is El Chonko, who sounds like my best, worst Antonio Banderas impression.
I have puss in boots. That's a pretty good one, right? Everybody thinks their cat is puss in boots. And yeah. I always imagine our cat, you know, thinks he's much cooler than he is, you know, imagines himself to be this, the hero of his own world. Right?
Yeah.
Like he's a lion sitting on top of his throne.
He does seem to act like that sometimes. And then other times he's just
scared of the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Or very ungraceful and like licking his butt. And he's just not.
You got to clean it somehow.
I know.
Because if he don't do it, we got to do it.
I know. And I appreciate that. It's just funny because sometimes he does. He acts like I'm a tiger. You can't mess with me. And then other times he's just like this little kitten. Can't do it.
Sometimes the kids yell out, Mom, we got a turd in the couch.
I know. So gross.
That's why he's looking. This is Joe said his brother-in-law kind of sounds like his dog. He's like a high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
And he said it sounded like this video. If you've never seen his video series, this is really funny. I want to get this one out here. I just got to do the whole thing at the beginning. So if you want to look it up.
This is that virus. Is this that dog video?
Yeah.
He really does sound like
this. If you look up dog that likes maple bacon, you'll find this.
Food. You know, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. So... Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went to the fridge and I opened up the meat drawer. You know what the meat drawer is, right?
Yeah. What was in there?
Well, I'll tell you what was in there. You know that bacon that's like maple? It's got maple flavor.
The maple kind, yeah.
It's amazing how they get the dog's mouth to move and then they put the voice in there right at the same time.
So fun. That's one of the first YouTube videos I think I ever watched. It's still one of my absolute favorites.
If you're having a bad day, that'll brighten it up a whole bunch for you. We'll keep this going on the Facebook and the Text Connect. 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss. The voice you give to your pet. What is it?